Epilogue. In 1989, Henry Lewin, the owner of the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, invited Max Schmeling to a party in his honor. Lewin showed films of Schmeling's old fights. When he showed the 1936 victory over Joe Louis, Schmeling objected and said, "To be fair, I think we should now see the one that I lost against Louis." Lewin then shocked everyone by revealing Max's last secret. "I have never told this before," said Lewin, "but on Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, when the Nazis came for the Jews, my brother, Werner, and I were teenagers. Max Schmeling was a friend of our father, David Lewin. Max hid us in his house for 7 days until we could leave the country. He risked his own life and his wife's life to save our lives." Schmeling had never publicly revealed this act. He had kept quiet about it all those years, even when people had called him a Nazi and an anti-Semite. He said that he saw nothing to talk about because he had only done what any human being would have done. His story is the story of a hero, a decent man in conflict with the Nazi regime and racial policies of Hitler's Third Reich. He was a man who demonstrated extraordinary generosity, righteousness, and humanitarianism. Max said in a rare interview that he hoped to live to be 100, and he almost made it. He died on the 2nd of February 2005, at the age of 99 and a half.